And this is Dr. Jim Sadler, and this is the Dr. Jim Sadler Hour of Healing. And it's great to be with you as I host another hour. And I know that as I talk to Mr. Hendry, and perhaps I'm getting a little bit too much into the, as they like to say in the business, I'm getting too much into the lead, you know. But
Doc, I think that Phil would appreciate you giving background, but also he wants you to introduce the guest.
I'll introduce our guest in just a moment, but I wanted to say that,
he should be allowed to go ahead, Doctor.
Thank you very much. I wanted to say that while I have done a number of my own hours of healing, my own hours here, others have had more time, and I wonder if it's because people will whisper in the background, they say, well, he sounds like he's got some kind of something wrong with him upstairs. No, that's a injury to my tongue way back in the day. I'll go through this one more time, and then I don't ever want to hear about it again.
Well, don't be angry.
I'm not angry. It's that I was a young man, and I thought I would like a life in the circus. And so I was lion taming one afternoon, and I thought stupidly that kissing a cheetah on the lips, and it bit part of my tongue off. The cheetah did, and so, you know, this is why I've got part of my paw out of my tongue.
But that's, doesn't sound that bad.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Anyway, Dr. Jim Sadler.
Right, this is Dr. Jim Sadler, and this is the Hour of Healing. Now, I have been asked, and it was also my intention to do an hour here on a very interesting hour we heard yesterday. With me is Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. How are you, sir?
I'm very good, thank you. I just want to interject something.
Certainly.
I was told by this gentleman here, Bob,
his name's Bud Dickman, you know that, Jay.
Well, all right, I've heard him called Bob, and I've heard him called Dodd and Dick and everything like this. But here's the thing. I was told by this man, Bud Dickman, that you and I are on this program because we sound alike.
We what?
We sound alike.
No, that's not true.
Well, according to Mr. Dickman, I sound a lot like this gentleman, Mr. Sadler.
It's Dr. Sadler.
Oh, I'm sorry. This man, Dr. Sadler. And he thinks Dr. Sadler sounds a lot like me. Now, here's the thing. I'm a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
No, I know that. Yeah.
Okay, you do know that.
Yeah.
Well, then what? Why am I sitting here?
Because he's going to ask you about the show yesterday. We got to cut all of this out, bud.
Oh, you know something? I got to tell you something. I'm so sick and tired of this. We got to cut all of this out. Are we recording right now?
No, we're not.
Can we just go from beginning to end, do a show like a bunch of white people?
Hey, watch that racism.
I will kick you out of here myself, Dr. Sadler, with your head going through the door first. If I hear that one more time,
I'm sorry. I swear to God, I'm sorry.
Wow, did you hear this guy? And you think we sound alike?
I didn't say you guys think alike. I think you sound alike.
I don't sound anything like this cheap creep. Okay, I'm very sorry.
Let me tell you something, Sadler. If I hear anything like that out of your mouth, and you heard what Ms. Gray said.
I've had my life threatened. Yes, I have heard.
Not just threatened your life, but before you die, you'll experience almost an amusement park of unpleasant sensations. Your head through a door, the rest of your body following as you sail down flights of stairs. And then, straight ahead of you, you see cement. Cement that your head and shoulders will be stopped by. Once your entire body folds into itself like an accordion, and then you're pulled apart by whoever, you're put into an ambulance, and the last thing you see is the ambulance attendant beating off.
Yeah, because he figures you're dead anyway.
That was the most obscene thing I've ever heard.
Well, you know, I gotta say something, I agree with him.
Well, you can agree all you want.
I'm sorry I said what I said.
What is it? That's the second day in a row I've heard people. I think you did it, didn't you, Santos?
I did not do it. No, I did not. It was a guest on another program.
This is the second time I've heard one of you guys say like a white man.
I don't want to hear any more of this. Do you understand? I swear to God, I won't do it again. I don't know what came into me. I wasn't raised by very egalitarian people. I was not raised by people. Yeah, that's pretty...
Well, yeah, it's pretty standard to try to blame your parents for these things, but what we find in the Citizens Auxiliary Police, oh boy, here we go. That's right, here we go. Here we go. You want to take a ride? Want to climb on it? Huh? Do I want to climb on it? You want to climb on it and take a ride through truth? Because I'm going to give you a ride through truth right now. What I've found in the Citizens Auxiliary Police, when we have investigated and interviewed subjects about their racism, they often tell us that they grew up in a racist home, or that either parent or both parents or neither parent was influential enough to stop their slide into antisocial behavior because the parents themselves basically were garbage.
Well, I can assure you, both of my parents were great people, okay?
Was your father a racist?
My father was not a racist. My father didn't like certain people, but it wasn't because of their race. It was because of...
Because of what?
You know, the way they... Stuff they ate.
Oh, stuff they ate. Oh, I see, yeah.
Oh, yeah, right. So here what we're going to do now is take this completely off the ball. Listen, I'm going to tell you something again. As a member... I know, as a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, that's what I do. You're a doctor. I'm in law enforcement. And you're not in law enforcement. God almighty, you're walking around with a pith helmet, a blue armband, your ass hanging out. Well, I can tell you this right now. My ass is not hanging out. So what I'm trying to say to you, as a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, is your antisocial behavior was inherited from sociopathic parents or perhaps just abusive parents. And this is your opportunity right now, Mr. Santos, to try to break yourself with that.
Yeah, I get it. Okay, thanks, Padre. You go have your confession here, okay? The Pope will punch you a ticket. All right, well, we're here with,
I can do it.
No, you're not doing it.
I can do it. This is Dr. Jim Sadler. I have Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And we're going to talk a little bit about the show you did yesterday.
Right.
Okay, so we've got all this racism going on. Well, let's talk about this show.
First of all, it was not a racist show. And I would like to say at this time that as a member of,
as a member of law enforcement, you're not racist.
I'm not, I want to say this.
Okay, but here's what happened.
What?
You were going around saying, well, let me put my arm next to your arm and see whose skin is darker, right? Was you doing that?
I was doing that as a way of determining, right, in terms of race, in terms of desirability of the people being here.
Right. I mean, all right, look at me, okay? Let me just put my arm next to yours.
Right. And you can, right now you see, Dr. Sadler, that your skin is much darker than mine. And I have to stop and I have to say, okay, let's, you know, just take a step back. Could I see some identification?
And I'm not going to show you no identification. My skin is dark. Look at it.
It is.
I didn't know it was that dark.
Okay, so, and your name is Dr. Jim Sadler, so you're not.
Right, so I'm not saying I'm a white man. I'm just saying I have European background.
Well, it doesn't make any difference. So look how dark you are.
The reason I'm dark.
Don't you do a lot of weightlifting out of the front line?
Oh, excuse me for just a moment, Ms. Gray, I would appreciate if you're not leading this man. This is interrogation, okay?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, go ahead.
What does that mean, oh, boy? Look, Jay, just do what you got to do, okay? Sergeant Friday.
You know, I'll tell you this, my good friend, General Shaw. I hope the day never comes when we have to take a step back.
What, get a cup of broth?
That's right. Take a step back, get a cup of broth, and take a look and take a peek
at what I got. At what? Boy, that doesn't sound...
Anyway, can I get back to this?
Go ahead.
So my skin's dark, so what?
Well, that right there tells me, people say that because my last name is Santos, they say to me, yeah, so are you Mexican? I was born in El Monte, California. I do have a Hispanic background. My parents came here from Guadalajara, Mexico.
Yeah, instead from like Banjo, Mexico.
Never mind about that, okay? God, I'm sorry I brought it up. I'll regret that for the rest of my life.
But right.
Yes, that's true. But I was born here in America. Now, you're dark. Why are you dark?
Dr. Sadler. Okay, what Ms. Gray is trying to say is, I work out, okay? You see this? You see the guns?
Yeah, I see them.
Okay, I work out. See the chest?
I do see how fit you are and how ripped you are, yeah.
Okay. I work out outside. I generally wear a Speedo or a small, what I call a small crotch grip, or I wear the crack pull, okay?
I have no idea what any of that is.
Holy Christ, what is that stuff?
It's underwear. They're like bathing suits.
Well, what do you mean the crack pull?
It goes up the crack. So I wear this outside when I am lifting and when I'm doing different calisthenics, and I do oil up.
All right, because you say you oil up, is that because, so what do you mean you oil up?
I oil up to show the glistening muscles, just to get, you know, so I can look at myself. A lot of times you'll knock off in the middle of the workout, okay? And you'll go over to a mirror and you'll go, hey, you know, you'll look yourself up and down.
And you're saying that you look yourself up and down because you want to see,
you know, to see how ripped it gets, to see, you know, how big everything is.
How big everything is. What is it with you, Eddie? What are you looking for here? I'm telling you right now, you're about to tell me I was out of line yesterday, and I'm saying you're darkening the ace of spades. See, right there's racism.
All right, why don't you get to the point here?
My point that I'm trying to make is, yes, you were out of line yesterday on your show. You were talking about the color of people's skin. You can see that I'm darker than you, but my last name is Sadler. Yours is Santos. So you come from, I don't know, Mexico? No. Well, wherever they go, you know what I'm talking about, don't you?
I don't know a thing you're talking about. I don't know a thing you're talking about. I think, what are you talking about, the Caribbean?
I'm talking about you come from those countries where everything is boom, ba-da-loom, boom, boom, ba-da-loom. I can't describe it.
Are you talking about the Caribbean and South America or the Afro-Carib?
Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, I suppose. Afro-Carib. It's very interesting. My parents come from Mexico.
All right, so here's the thing. You are upset, Dr. Sadler, that you are darker than him. And so, therefore, you may be suspicious to ICE.
I'm not afraid of that at all.
You're not?
No, I am not afraid of that at all. What I'm trying to say here to Jay Santos is, I'm dark, I'm ripped, but I'm not afraid of nothing about getting deported. You, on the other hand, with the name Santos.
That's what they were trying to tell me, okay? They were trying to say your name's Santos. And I said, I'm lighter skinned than a lot of you people, okay?
Yeah.
And so I don't even know why we're talking about this, but the fact is that, all right, never mind.
Yeah, see, Jay, what we're getting at is that show you did yesterday just stiffed on every level, okay? Nobody cares about putting your arm against another guy's.
Yeah, you put your arm against my arm, I'm darker. You know, see how darker I am?
Yeah, that's wonderful, sir. I wish you wouldn't emphasize darker. Like some all of a sudden someone's put two fingers up there, you know.
Oh, wow, what a... Boy, you got an imagine.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, I would like to talk like adults.
All right, so what we have here is Jay yesterday said that as a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, they check people's skin tone. He finds you darker. So, Jay, what would you say?
Well, because of the fact that I have been called back in here to defend myself, I think I'd have second thoughts about this. Everybody, what are you saying? The show yesterday was a stiff.
Yeah, it was a big stiff. I'm sorry, Jay, it was.
Well, okay, you may say it was a stiff, but I was making valid points in terms of skin pigmentation. And
yeah, but nobody gave a damn. Everyone thought your examples were stupid. You're lighter skinned than most guys, and you got the name Santa. What's the point you're making?
Yeah, what was the point you're trying to make?
Boy, this guy talks funny.
Okay. All right, let's take a break.
I mean, hey, you know who, I may talk funny, you look funny, friend. You look funny with your funny-ass helmet.
All right, hold on. Break it up, Morgan. Yeah, let's take a break. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, this is Phil Hendry, and we are on a push to have our show recognized as, quite frankly, the most unique podcast out there. And it is. It truly is. Every other podcast is somebody interviewing somebody else, or two people interviewing two people, or someone out there trying to solve a crime. Every other podcast is basically about something else. This is the only podcast on the air, on the Wi-Fi, on the World Wide Web, whatever, that is about itself. This is the most unique podcast insofar as the way it is performed, insofar as to the material, insofar as to the actual execution of this podcast without going into detail. There's nothing like it anywhere. So we suggest you get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show website and listen to the thousands of hours of this podcast and radio show that we've done down through the years. And then keep your eye on the news because we're making a push, baby. We're going to make a push to be internationally recognized.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you talking about? Don't worry about it. Internationally recognized.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, bud.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. They're going to know about us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, bud, take it easy before you fall apart.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com. The greatest value online other than porn.
Yeah.
All right, welcome back. This is Dr. Jim Sadler. This is the Dr. Jim Sadler Hour of Healing. And I have Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I also have Harvey Wyman, attorney at law. And what we're discussing here, and I wanted to talk about this because I felt that you were sort of skating. You did a podcast yesterday, Jay, that was about immigration and you putting your arm next to another guy.
I wasn't putting my arm next to another guy. I was comparing a color of skin as it pertained to, you know, trying to figure out who is an illegal alien and who isn't.
Right, I get that, but that's it. You put your arm against mine. My skin's darker than yours.
Right, it is. And you can tell me all you want about how you are out there working out with your wearing, you know, you're wearing what you call the crack lift or something. No, it's not called a crack lift, but you're wearing inappropriate underwear. Okay?
No, it is not.
Well, in the opinion of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, I would definitely want to walk up to you, ask you to cease doing your weightlifting, and ask you to just pay attention for a few seconds. And, you know, I'd like to see ID or whatever, because right now what I'm looking at is you got real dark skin, and we can see your whole ass.
And that's supposed to mean what?
Supposed to mean what? I mean, listen, friend. No,
that, what does it mean?
It means that you have dark skin. It's very possible you are an immigrant, okay?
Right. This is what you were doing yesterday, and everybody thought you were nuts.
Wait a minute. It's possible you're an immigrant, and then showing all of your ass with just the thong going up the crack. It's very suspicious, that's all.
Well, what is suspicious about that, really?
Well, Ms. Gray, I'm really surprised you'd ask that. You're a woman.
No, I know I'm a woman, but what we're talking about here is the ridiculous origins of the show yesterday where you're talking about people can be identified as illegal aliens because when you put your arm next to theirs, whose skin is lighter?
Right, that's what everybody... hold on for a minute there, lips. Hey, watch the lips thing. Okay, well, all right, I'm sorry. I want to hear one person at a time.
I made my point.
Okay, so where are we going with this, Jughead? Because, oh, wow, what's a Jughead thing mean?
Well, you call me Lips.
Well, yeah, but what does Jughead mean?
Aren't you from Pennsylvania or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
That's, you know. All right, move on, you guys. Hey, excuse me, General, I know what I'm doing here, okay?
Phil told us to monitor.
Good. I'm glad Phil told you to monitor. You're being a good little...
A good little what?
Nothing, I'm sorry, nothing.
Dr. Sadler, you're getting very, very close to that point where what you'll see is a door coming, racing at you, then you get a headache, and then now you're airborne and you're flying, and for a few seconds you think you're Peter Pan until you lose altitude and go headfirst into the fender of a truck.
Jesus, goddamn. All right, Jay Santos here, the citizen. I got it, this is my hour. This is Dr. Jim Sadler. I'm interviewing Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, although I have no earthly reason. I don't know why, because nothing's going good.
Well, you're saying that I was inappropriate.
Look, you're dark. All right, hold on. If you got Wyman, Harvey, come on in.
Yeah.
Well, that's right. If you got Harvey Wyman's joining us. Hi.
Your name is Jay. Excuse me. Your name's Jay Santos.
That is correct. Yes, sir.
Hey, Dr. Sadler, how are you?
I'm good, Mr. Wyman. How are you?
I'm good, and I wanted to. They asked me to come in because I'd heard the show yesterday, Jay, where you were talking about how white people, you know, you said you're part of the white people. Is that right?
Well, yeah, I didn't put it quite like that. I said I'm part of the white people. I said I am a white man.
Okay. Now, he's darker than you because he's out lifting weights in the sun while he oils up in front of, I don't know, you get your jollies oiling up in front of women?
What do you mean I get my jollies? I'm out, I oil up so I can take a look at myself. There's a mirror that I put up there.
Yeah.
See, here's the thing. This guy puts a mirror up on his front lawn, so when he knocks off... Well, can I tell my story? But, I mean, can I tell my story? Do you mind? Yeah, I mean, I don't want to interrupt, but I'd like to tell my story, okay?
All right, look, we're not going to get anywhere if you two guys start crying like it's the boo-hoo hour. You see?
The what?
You've never heard the boo-hoo hour?
The boo-hoo hour was a really old radio show.
Well, it's like back in the days when they had game shows on radio and stuff?
No, it was back... It was a disc jockey show. It was a blues show.
Yeah, it was a blues... You don't know it?
The Boo Hoo Hour.
Look at either you two monkeys get going...
Okay, so anyway... I'm the host. All right, so what can I do for you, Mr. Worm?
Well, here's what you could do for me is you got both of you guys could leave town, but...
I don't find that funny at all. No, I don't either.
All right, I'm just joking. What I'm saying is this. As an attorney, if Mr. Santos... Or you, Dr. Sadler, said to me, I'm a white man, and we find that there's some illegals. And I say, all right,
go ahead and lay it on me, and I'll see if I can represent you in court. And you say, because they've got darker skin. And I say, how do you know? Because I rested my arm next to theirs, and we both looked at our... When did you do this?
Are you talking to me?
Yes. When did you put your arm next to people?
Well, I would be out doing citizens' auxiliary police patrols, and we would say, would you like to go get a soft drink? You want to get lemonade? And while we were sitting there, I'd go, oh, look at that. And I put my arm down, and I go, okay, yeah. And that's when we put the lemonade down and go, I got to ask you a few questions.
So you'd go into official mode?
That's correct, yeah. So you were just lying to people?
Wait a minute. You were lying, saying, let's go get a lemonade. And once you saw the guy was darker than you, you dropped all pretense.
That is correct, yeah. What's the problem?
Well, we find that to be duplicitous, suspicious. It is facetious, and it's underhanded, and it's like that, you know?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, I will say this to you, Mr. Wireman. I know you're an attorney.
Well, you're going to need a lawyer, okay? Because if I'm one of these guys whose arm you put your arm up again, I happen to be darker than you, and you begin to question my citizenship, man, I will sue you. You know?
Well, see, that's the whole... Can I sue him?
What?
Because that's what he did to me, and I'm darker than him.
No, I don't... Yes, you could, but I don't want to take your case. I'm too busy, and, you know, I can't deal with a guy that sounds like you.
Oh, okay. Well,
I don't mean any offense.
No, not at all.
All right, let's move on. We're not even here. You're not trying to get clients. No, I'm not trying to get clients. What I am trying to say is, you got these two guys, one of whom works out on his front lawn, oiled up, wearing whatever version of a thong you got. You call it the what, the crack lift, or?
Yes, I got the thong, I got the half thong, summer thong, the crack lift, and then there's the cup lift, and then there's the cup of nuts, you know?
Are you ready for this call? Like, what, the cup of nuts? Fuck me. All right, what's the language? What's your language? Sorry.
Yeah, what about it?
I imagine it's called a cup of nuts. Why? Because you're putting your nuts in it?
Hey!
All right, you know what? I've had enough of this shit.
Harvey, you know why we brought you in here.
Yes, you wanted me to decide which guy needed a psychiatrist.
Yes.
All right. In my opinion, the guy that's really over the line here is this doctor.
Are you kidding me or something? It was this guy, Santos, that got all the complaints.
I did. I got all the complaints.
I would listen to Santos before I listen to numbnuts here with his cup of nuts.
It's underwear, Harvey. It's underwear.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, the verdict is Jay Santos's show was appropriate enough, although it wasn't all that interesting.
Well, there you go. And I would say, what do you mean it wasn't all that interesting? I mean, we're trying the very best we know how and the very best way that we can to identify criminality in the area.
Will you listen to this guy? God damn, man, it's like you're talking about cup of nuts.
Sounds like the cup holding the nuts is your mouth. I'm going to kick you.
Wait a minute. Hold on for a minute. God damn it.
All right, that's it. That's it. Say that shit to me. Well, you know something, pal? You know?
All right, hold on. Wait. Folks, we're going to check out. I got to tell you, I'm very, very upset with you, Dr. Sadler, and you. What's your name again?
I'm Jay Santos, citizen.
Okay, KKK.
You just say KKK, yeah. See, police brutality, KKK. God, you know what? Somebody's going to owe me money because I'm going to sue everybody here.
What about that, Harvey?
What, do you want to sue them?
Yeah, I do. Because I was brought here under false pretense. I was made up. They put a monkey suit on me and a vest and one of those long-tailed coats. And I walked around going, ee. And I thought that I was making money and, you know, doing art.
What is your story, man? You know what you need? A vacation. You got that right.
All right. Thank you very much.
This has been the Dr. Jim Sadler Hour of Healing. We didn't heal jack sh...
This is Jay. This is Jay? No, this is General Galen Shaw. World famous Phil Henry Show executive produced by Phil Henry for Sempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
Wow.
Yeah?
Nothing.
This is Jay Santa, Citizens Auxiliary Police, and now you know. Okay, now you know. Now you know why we're out there 24/7 trying to save lives. Because of a monkey like this. And I'm Dr. Jim Sadler. I actually do save lives.
Yeah.
Let me ask him, do you wear your cup of nuts into the office? Oh, man. Yeah, what? You know something? You say that to me. Oh! Fuck off. You just tell me to fuck off.
Just be quiet. Let the music go out.
Fucking prick. You just said I was a prick. Okay, now he's walking. He's flipping me off.
I can see what he's doing.
He's got his finger up. He's backing out the door with his finger up. Now he's gone.
Dr. Sandler's gone.
I can see that, bud. And he was flipping me off all the way. What about that?